PWD, the National Council of People with Disability, NCPWD, held a sensitization of a new program on startup capital aside from tools of trade that will help people with disability in Machakos get into self-employment. The NCPWD started the new program in June this year and are encouraging PWD to register the details for them to be beneficiaries of the startup capital and tools of trade that will support them in their intended businesses. Speaking during the empowerment program at the Masaku School for the Physically Handicapped, Emma Bossere, a senior official at the NCPWD, said that they were sensitizing Machakos residents and creating awareness on startup capital aside from the tools of trade that has already been established. The startup capital and tools of trade, Bossere pointed out, are meant to create employment for beneficiaries in selected sectors such as catering, beauty, carpentry, shoemaking, agriculture, and automobile engineering. The amount of startup capital depends on the type of business one intends to start, and it also includes paying off 3 months' rent for the business to stabilize and start making profits, added Bossere. She noted that they have had interactions with beneficiaries and potential beneficiaries about their new tools of trade and startup capital for the PWD, whom have met all the requirements in Machakos. Bossere said one must be a registered person with disability, have the national identification card and an existing business for one to be qualified for tools of trade. After filling the application form for the tool of trade and startup capital, the form has to go through the County Director of Disability Services, who will forward it to headquarters, said Bossere. She, however, decried some challenges they encounter when beneficiaries lack adequate documentation, lack of an active bank account for the startup capital and lack of a business registration certificate. Simon Matunga, a PWD and a beneficiary of NCPWD Startup Capital and Tools of Trade, showcasing his successful shoes business at Kaseve Market in Machakos. Photo by Anne Kangero. One of the participants in PWD, Abdallah Mohammed, who attended the meeting, said that he looks forward to benefiting from the government initiative and transforming his life positively. Abdallah, who sells ladies' shoes in Machakos town, says he needs the tools of trade and startup capital so that he can upgrade his business by designing and creating new ladies' shoes that will increase his profit margin and expand his business. The NCPWD team later visited one of the beneficiaries at Kaseve Market in Machakos, Simon Matunga, a 55-year-old man who was crippled by an accident in 1992 where he lost both legs and found it hard to provide for his family. Matunga, who deals with leather work and shoe repair, commends the government for supporting him with the toolbox that he has used for several years and startup capital of 19,000 which he received in July this year that helped him in acquiring new stock. I am grateful to the government that my life has improved and their support has helped me expand my business, which increased my profits and I was able to educate and feed my children, said Matunga. He encourages other PWD to be accessed and acquire the right documentation for the government to be able to assist them with the tools of trade and startup capital for them to earn a living for themselves, which is a major cornerstone of economic empowerment.